You ready? He's ready. She's ready.
She's
ready. Okay.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I would now like to call the Sussex County Board of Adjustment meeting to order. Our first order of business for this evening will be the revised agenda. Are there any additions or corrections to the agenda at this time?
There are not, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And if we...
Hearing none, I move the agenda be approved as revised.
Can you have a second to that?
I'll second that, Mr. Chairman, and perhaps we should just reiterate to the public. I think there may be some people here that were anticipating that being the cell tower from the last hearing being discussed, and we should let them know that it won't be discussed this evening. But there are some legal issues, so it won't be discussed until anyone that was here for the cell tower hearing last meeting, it won't be discussed by the board this evening.
Mr. Chairman, also 10771 Reitinger was supposed to have been removed from the...
And it was.
Do I have an older version then?
Yes, sir. The only old business is 742 Clean Energy and 760 Dale Lamont.
What was that again?
The only old business is 10,742 Clean Energy and case number 10,760 Dalian Elmont.
742 and 10.
760.
760. Okay.
So I'd second that motion.
Thank you,
Mr. Chairman.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. McCabe and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve this evening's revised agenda with the following changes. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Next, we'll have the approval of the minutes of our last regular meeting.
So moved.
Can I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve the minutes of our last regular meeting. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Mr. Burrell.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is the time and place for hearings before the Board of Adjustment. There are several hearings this evening, and in order to proceed in an orderly fashion, the hearings will be conducted to the following rules. All persons in attendance must conduct themselves in an orderly fashion and take directions from the chairman. Unruly or disorderly conduct is not tolerated and may result in expulsion from the room and, in extreme cases, more severe penalties. Each application is separately announced, and the applicant will be asked to come forward and be sworn in. The applicant will present the case, explain the request, and present any exhibits or testimony in support of the application. The burden is on the applicant to address the statutory factors for a variance or a special use exception. The board may ask questions of the applicant as well as any of the witnesses. The board will then invite public comments. Supporters will go first, followed by opponents. Please identify yourselves by name and place of residence for the record. All persons must be sworn in order to speak, and please be concise with your statements and avoid being repetitive. The board may ask questions of supporters or opponents. If you have questions for others, those questions must first be directed to the board, and the board will then direct the question to the appropriate individual. Once all testimony has been presented, the public hearing is closed, and the case is either voted upon, tabled, or taken under advisement for consideration at the end of the agenda. If you're here for one of the cases under old business or other business, please understand that no new testimony or evidence is taken. And in addition, those items may be considered or will be considered after the public hearings, which may be late in the evening. All board matters are discussed and voted on publicly in open session. All persons present may stay throughout the evening and view deliberations at the end of the agenda, or you can call the board's office in the morning for the results. And for the courtesy of those here this evening, if you have a cell phone or a pager, we would ask that you turn those off during the meeting.
Thank you, Mr. Burrell. First case, please.
Number 10,777, Clean Energy USA, LLC, east of Route 30, 360 feet north of Road 297, a variance from the front yard setback requirement.
Good evening, everybody.
Jeff, going up here first.
Sir, you need to go up and be sworn in, please.
Your name and address?
Dave Preston, 17046 North Grant Street in Lewis.
And you swear affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman.
Do you explain to the board?
Yes, we had discussed this. In fact, actually, I'd like to give this to Susan if I could. These are some copies of this Compass Point location survey.
Okay.
In this case. We discussed this last time I was here. My company, Clean Energy, made the mistake of installing a ground-mounted solar array for Ms. Riddle who's in attendance. On her property, and the mistake that we made was certainly not in the installation, but in its proximity to a tree line that severely adversely affected her production. You had all requested, given the fact that there appears to be, by aerial shot, two houses on this property, that essentially we table the whole matter until a proper survey was conducted, and that's what we've done. The key for us is, while we're inside the acceptable envelope, that we have with, between a septic field and the tree line in a couple of different spots, we have a very, very small number of places we could possibly locate this array and have it produce well. Shading is a major, major consideration in the solar business, and this was a very early installation. It's 100% our fault, and I was just hoping that the customer did not have to suffer any consequences from our mistake.
So, okay. And one of our concerns, I think, Mr. Chairman, was that it was, they were located on the same property as the house it served, and mm-hmm. because it had two dwellings. But.
Correct.
Right.
And the the results, and Carla Riddle can stipulate to this, that is that the second structure is storage only. It's not a dwelling. So it is, this is all considered one property.
One property, not one dwelling.
Mr. Chairman, I think I had asked the question before why the solar panels could not be located behind the house, and it with this survey, it appears that there's limited space. Is that correct?
Correct. And what limited space there is besides the shading effect, Carla's husband, Jamie, is a canine police sergeant and trains dogs back there.
Mm-hmm. But even in consideration of that, you're still limited
exactly.
to what you can do back there.
Correct.
You know, this has really cleared it up. But is a better picture of it now. So we appreciate that.
Sure.
Okay. Excuse me. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Hudson?
Sir.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing none. Okay, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I will entertain a motion.
Chairman, based on the testimony that we heard previously, and now with the survey, I would agree that there is a uniqueness to the property, and it's quite limiting as, in the ability to place any solar panels. And therefore, I believe that it's necessary to enable reasonable use of the property with regard to. Alternate energy sources, Obviously wasn't created by the applicant, but the person acting for the applicant don't feel it'll alter the essential character of the neighborhood and a minimum to afford relief. So I'd make a motion that we approve case number 10,777.
Do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
I have a motion by Mr. Mills with a second by Mr. Hudson that we approve case number 10,777. All those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Your case is approved, sir.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next case, please.
Case number 10,777.